Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Who?
Can I please have your zip code to locate your account?
29572. Yeah.
And your first and last name, please.
The what?
Your first and last name, please.
John Oakley.
All right, one moment while I look at that account, please.
What do you people sell?
Well, we're a third-party call center.
What are you?
Third-party call center.
I can't understand what you're saying. God damn it.
We are a third-party call center. For security purpose of the account, can you verify your address, please?
No, I'm trying to find out, what do you sell? Because it's on my credit card and I don't recognize it.
All right. Well, I stated that we are third-party call center, sir. I have something pulled up, but I need you to verify your address for me, please.
875 Corrado Street, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for Byte Hubs.
For what?
Byte Hubs. Looks like you're enrolled in a sweepstake where you pay $1 to $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in a meal plan now.
So what is it that I bought?
You selected a Dyson vacuum.
Oh, a vacuum?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't pay that amount. I paid the shipping charges, which were about $8. How come I'm getting charged this amount? $49. And where is the vacuum anyway? I haven't gotten anything.
All right. Well, yeah, it looks like you're enrolled in a sweepstake where you pay $1 to $5. You also enroll in the meal planning app.
So where is the vacuum?
Well, we don't have any control of the vacuum.
Well, I didn't get it, and you're charging my credit card. So I got control over my credit card. So I'm going to tell my credit company not to pay.
All right, I'll go ahead and get the account closed out. Give me one moment, please.
I didn't order a $49 vacuum. It was $8 shipping charge.
All right, one moment.
Now, where is my vacuum? I haven't gotten anything. What are we doing here?
Sir, would you allow me one moment? I'm getting everything handled for you. I'm getting it closed out. One moment, please.
Brother. Get out of here.
All right, and thank you for holding. I was able to go ahead and close out the account.
Close out the account?
All future charges, and as a courtesy, I did issue a 35% refund back.
So you're going to give me credit on my credit card for the $49?
a 35% refund back.
All right, so that's because I'm not going to get a vacuum. I haven't gotten anything. So that's what it was about for the vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to void that out then, right? And refund my money?
I'll give you a 35% refund.
Is that what you're doing, refunding the money?
35%, yes.
I don't understand you. Are you refunding the money or not? That's all I want to know.
I stayed a 35% refund.
What's the 35% refund? I didn't get anything.
All right. Give me one moment, please. Let me see what I can do.
35% refund. I didn't get nothing. I'll call a credit card company and say, don't pay them, goddamn people. I put in for a vacuum cleaner for $8 shipping. They got $49 on. She said, well, we don't have control of this. Well, I got control of my goddamn credit card, I told her. And I can't understand this bitch. Why do they always have foreign stores?
Because that's all they can get for work.
Right.
Well, I'll call a credit card company and say, don't pay them.
I did go ahead and get it fully refunded. And
you
received 3 to 5 business days. I did go ahead and get it fully refunded. And you received 3 to 5 business days.
How much are you refunding?
You're refunding.
The $49?
Correct.
So you're refunding the $49?
Yes, sir.
All right. So that'll be on my credit card next month.
You receive 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
All right. I'll check it, because if it's not there, I'm just going to have it canceled. Okay. So you're going to refund the $49.
Correct.
All right. Good. Fine. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling us.